Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Well, this show is going to be how to keep you successful, those of you capitalists, those of you who have made money, because, man, those crazy liberals are coming after you. That's right, we're going to be talking about AOC today and why she's not A-OK. Before we get into that, I want you to know that we are sponsored by 24/7 QBO. They offer white glove customer service for all of your QuickBooks needs. If you have a business, if you have multiple streams of income and you use QuickBooks to keep track of your different accounts, of all your different income that's coming in, try and check out 24/7 QBO. Go try them out. Go give them a call. Go click the link below and talk to them about the great customer service, the value that they can give you. Get the most out of your QuickBooks experience by having them help you, set you up, give you advice on the best ways to use QuickBooks. Don't be like me a couple tax seasons ago when I had a few different companies. I was stuck in my accountant's office for days trying to get everything sorted out because I just totally messed up QuickBooks. I thought just because I got an MBA, I knew how to do accounting, I could do it all by myself. But it turns out that what they teach you in accounting class in school is nothing like what the software is in real life. Imagine that. So if you are somebody who doesn't know QuickBooks that well and would just like to have that reassurance or get the most out of how much you are spending on your QuickBooks subscription, you want to check out these guys, 24/7 QBO. Go check them out. Help support our sponsors as they support us. We are also part of the Cross Politic Network, which is being changed to the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Love that name. Go over to crosspolitic.com, soon to be fightlaughfeast.com or FLF Network. I'm not sure which domain they have decided on yet. And be a member. Come alongside of us as we are speaking out and proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life, including economics, when people want to steal our money under the guise of morality, out of the guise of helping the poor, and all of those wonderful gestures that mean nothing, which we are going to be talking about today. If you go over to crosspolitic.com and become a member, you get great content, you get great benefits, and if you put HTBT in the memo field, you get one of these great mugs. Oh, they're great. I love it. They're big. They hold a lot of fluid in them. I was going to say coffee, but you could put other things in them too. And they hold your fingers, all four of them, which is a big problem for me because I have big hands. So I really love this mug. You get that. So go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, and not just get all of that great membership benefits and get exclusive content, but you are helping us as we are furthering the message of Jesus is Lord in all areas of life, including business. And that is why I love being part of this network. I love this show. I look forward to doing the show, to talking about it, even when it's depressing politicians that have no economic sense whatsoever. I really look forward to the show because I want to help enable you be successful. I want to help you become leaders in your organizations, be leaders in the business world, so you too can proclaim the Lordship of Jesus with boldness, with authority, and all that good stuff. So consider being a member. All right, so I was just scrolling through Twitter. I do that from time to time. And I was at the AOC's Twitter account because I heard she's making some ruffles in the feathers, or however you want to say that, waves in the pond. I don't know. There's some interesting things in here talking about how algorithms are racist. I'm not really sure how that is possible, but leave it to a liberal to make a logical statement in a program racist. Here it is, what I wanted to talk about today.
Do you think it is moral for individuals to, for instance, do we live in a moral world that allows for billionaires? Is that a moral outcome in and
no,
of itself?
Mm-hmm. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. And it's not, and I think it's important to say that I don't think that necessarily means that all billionaires are immoral. It is right. Not to say that someone like Bill Gates, for example, or Warren Buffett mm-hmm. are immoral people. I do not believe that. But I believe
he kicks his dog.
Right.
Like
yeah.
That.
I'm not saying that. But I do think a system that allows billionaires to exist when there are parts of Alabama where people are still getting ringworm because mm-hmm. they don't have access to public health mm-hmm. is wrong.
Mm-hmm. And so right out of the gate, the interviewer asks her, is it immoral to have a society where billionaires exist? And she goes on to talk about where, yes, she does agree, it is an immoral society. Not necessarily that the billionaires themselves are the issue. They don't kick dogs, I think they say in the video clip. But just a system that would allow billionaires to have all the money that they have and all of the benefits that they have in a society, to have that while other people in other states and other places in the society are sick. And she uses ringworm. I'm going to give her the benefit of doubt. I know a lot of people have given her a hard time about ringworm being just a rash and not a big deal. But I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she is talking about something very severe. And just the overall, that there are certain people that are really well off, billionaires. And then there are people that have sicknesses and illnesses. And it's an unjust society. It's an unjust economic system for there to be billionaires and for people to be sick and needing medical attention. Now, there's tons of problems with this. And one that's just glaring is that she's basically advocating for socialism, communism structure. And we're going to get into in a second why this is such a big problem. But I really want to talk about it today from a business perspective, that is to say, why we should worry about this kind of thinking. Because they are experts, they being the liberals, being progressives, they've been at it for over 100 years. They are experts at branding, at marketing, and they do it like no other can. They make a lot of businesses jealous. Because they are taking this evil system, this Marxist, socialist, communist system, and they're using Marxist language, but they're rebranding it, they're repackaging it. Just like what big companies do that get into a lot of trouble, that don't want to change, that they don't want to change their processes, they don't want to change their products if they've had a lawsuit against them for harming people. They don't want to go through and make the product better, but what they can do sometimes is just change their name and rebrand themselves to make it look like there's something that they're something new, that they changed, that they've been responsible, and now that they are for you and they are providing you value, opposed to what they were known for, harming you or whatever it was. And that is what these progressive liberals are doing. They're repackaging something that killed hundreds of millions of people and left people starving, destitute, sick, while a select few people were rich and stole the money from the rest of the people with big government. And it was communism, socialism, all these different types of authoritarian governments where central government planning was the driver of the economy, opposed to capitalism, which is leaving the responsibility to the individual. And that is the war that is taking place, and they are branding it as such as immoral. It's immoral for the capitalist system for you to live with your responsibilities, to live with your choices, to be responsible for yourself, to be responsible for your own outcomes in life. That is immoral. That there needs to be a government that is evening the playing field, that is making it equal for everyone. And you cannot be a billionaire. You cannot be successful. You cannot build up your own private property for your family, for yourself. You cannot do that while there are other people that are sick. Now, the problem with that is there's always going to be sick people. And there is the trick, the sleight of hand, is that they are always going to be able to have a complaint against anybody they want, because there's always going to be those in need. There's always going to be sick people, because we are in a sinful world. And until Jesus comes back and establishes his kingdom, there's going to be sick, there's going to be the poor, and there's always going to be that complaint against them. And the reason, again, that this is so dangerous is because they have a machine working for them that is echoing their message, that is allowing them to rebrand. When a company is doing something immoral, they have to fear of the whistleblower. They have to fear the investigative reporter that is going to out them, that is going to write the story. I was talking with somebody who's working for a company around the area that I live. I'm not going to give any more details because it's a true story. And they have a a news organization investigating them, going after them for unfair practices, at least what the newspaper thinks is unfair practices. And they are writing stories and revealing things that are happening and telling the story of these people that are impacted and affected. And it's causing this company a lot of trouble, a lot of pain, a lot of brand damage, because they're getting attacked by these journalists. Now, these progressives, the Bernie Sanders, AOC, Elizabeth Warren, they don't have to worry about this because the mainstream media is protecting them, is building them up, is not calling them out on the lies, the dishonest statements that they make. They're portraying capitalism as this evil system that leaves people sick while other people get rich. But they are never asked why or if that's true in the systems they are advocating for, when in fact it is. In China, there are people suffering with a lot more issues than rashes. And there are a lot of rich people in China that are connected to the government. In North Korea, there's a small group of billionaires, but there are people dying every day from starvation because of the evil totalitarian dictatorship that's there. In Cuba, in Venezuela, it goes on. Every time that a government tries to redistribute wealth to the extreme that these progressives are going after, it leads to far more inequality, far more damage, far more poverty than the capitalist system that they are attacking. And because they have the system, they have the media, and not just the media, they have the education system that is grooming, indoctrinating kids to believe this. AOC is a product of our education system. Because they have these two fronts, they have the education system training the next generation, and they have the media echoing what they are being taught in school. They have the system to build their brand and build their sympathetic cause, even though it's not sympathetic, even though there are tons of errors in it, even though it's not economically sound and it doesn't work. They don't know. The kids, the people that believe it, have been taught it their whole lives, and they hear it on the news, and they're not going to know the difference. It's an evil company's worst dream. I mean, it's the evil company's like dream that they could do whatever they want without impunity from getting damage from the newspapers, the investigative journalists. No whistleblowers are going to out them. Luckily, there are podcasts like ours. There's conservative media radio that is fighting against it and pointing these things out. And that is why there is such a divide in our country. And it's interesting that the farther, the more we reject God, the more there is this divide between the big government, the big state, and the capitalist and the free society, the individual responsibility. There's two different ideologies, and we're getting wider and wider apart. And I just think that's absolutely fascinating, because what does Jesus promise when we come to him? Reconciliation. And when we reject him, we get farther from that, even as a nation. Very fascinating. So that is why we need to fear them, is because they're expert at branding and they have a machine that will enable them and allow them to have this brand, and it won't be damaged, it won't be questioned, it won't be impugned, because the media and the education system is with them and touting the same things that they are. All right, let's go on with this video.
And I think it's wrong that I think that it's wrong that a vast majority of the country does not make a living wage. Mm-hmm. I think it's wrong that you can work 100 hours and not feed your kids.
Now, she says that it is wrong that people can be in a society where they can't feed their kids, where they're working long hours and they can't feed their kids. I agree with that. It is immoral. But it's not immoral because of the economic system that they are in. It is not because of capitalism. It is their responsibility. It is on them. If they have children, God has given them the responsibility to take care of their kids. And they have consequences for their actions. If they are having kids and can't take care of them, the responsibility is on them. And that is not to say that we shouldn't be compassionate, that we shouldn't have charities, that we shouldn't have churches there to help people as they repent and turn back from their sins and take responsibility for their actions. But you cannot indict a society for other people's responsibilities. And I love what the CrossPolitik guys talked about. I think it was on their show that they did down in the Founders Conference in Florida, where they were talking about the different spheres of influence, or the spheres of responsibility, not the spheres of influence, the spheres of responsibility, and how God has given responsibility to the family for education, for raising up the family, to feeding the children, for provision. The state is to enforce the laws, and the church is to enforce the spiritual, the moral laws. I love that. And they make the point that when you advocate those responsibilities, the government is first in line to step in and to take over that role. And that is another reason I love this show, is because I'm taking my time to help you guys be able to provide, to be successful, so that you could be that authority in your sphere and provide for your family and to take care of your kids, and that you don't have to be working long hours at a low-paying job. Because if you don't have a good paying job to support your family, then get a new job. If you can't find a new job to make more money, then develop new skills. And I hope a lot of you are doing that by watching the show and being encouraged to do just that. And then if you can't, then go to your local church and get plugged in and get help and get wisdom from the elders of the church to help you through this time and to counsel you on how you can provide for your family and get assistance that way. But don't be coveting your neighbor, and don't be using the government as a tool to steal from people that have made better choices than you.
Kids, I think it's wrong that corporations like Walmart and Amazon can get paid. They can get paid by the government, essentially experience a wealth transfer from the public for paying people less than a minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And it not only doesn't make economic sense, but it doesn't make moral sense, mm-hmm. and it doesn't make societal sense.
So she says Amazon and Walmart get paid by the government, and she almost uses the word redistribution of wealth, and she kind of does, where the government is paying Amazon and Walmart to pay people below the minimum wage. And what she really means by that is the wage that she thinks they should get to be able to support their family in any job. And that, again, is a socialist, communist, Marxist idea. And okay, that's fine, I'm with you. But this is where it gets tricky, is she's using a government-made problem to sell more government to us. If you don't want the government subsidizing businesses, that's great, neither do I. Then get rid of government subsidies. But the trick, again, she's being crafty, and she's not going to be called on it because of the machine, because of the education system, because of the news networks. She's not going to get called on it, but she's using the government-created problems to lobby for, to argue for bigger government. And that is the rub. That is the problem. If you don't want government subsidizing businesses, then get rid of those subsidies. It's that simple. You'll get all the conservatives on board with you, I guarantee it. Except those that are probably paid by Walmart and Amazon. Oh man, lobbyists. They're real, and a lot of times they're terrible. I'm not gonna lie about that. All right, so to sum up what she is saying, and this is what's so dangerous, is she is calling it immoral. Not that it's just wrong, that she disagrees, that it's not that her style of an economic system is better. She's not just saying that it makes more logical sense. She's not arguing a strong logical case. She's making a moral argument. And that's where it gets dangerous. When people are educated, when people are hearing the news over and over again to reinforce what they've been educated, and they have this brand of sympathy that there's these immoral people out there that are causing people to be sick, that are causing people to be poor, that are causing people to not be able to support their family. That's when societies fall apart. That's when civil wars happen. And we need to be wise. We need to be able to cut through this. We need to be able to recognize these arguments, to recognize these sympathetic pleas for bigger government, and be able to address them in a compassionate way, to be able to have responsibility, take responsibility ourselves for what we should be responsible for, and to be communicating not just a better way to provide for your family, to get more educated, to provide for yourself, to take responsibility for yourself, but the gospel. And that any injustice that you have, any sickness that you have, any sin that you need to repent of can be healed, the power can be given to you through Jesus Christ and through the gospel. And all things will be made right one day when Jesus comes back and establishes his kingdom. That's when true justice is going to happen, not the social justice garbage, but when true justice is going to happen. And until we get that, there are still going to be in poverty, there's still going to be injustice. And the answer is not another God, the God of government. All right, I hope that was informative and helps you and gets you thinking about how to handle and process claims like this for socialism, for communism, for bigger government. If you have any questions, reach out to me, matthowtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.